State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, y'all? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate you and your listening ears.
Yes.
Every Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday.
Friday. Them to listen on Monday.
But they might listen on Tuesday.
Okay,
Wednesday.
So, but does that affect our downloads?
No.
No, this is not like ratings on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not. Y'all listen whenever.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
And we actually, y'all can't see us right now, but we're like in a new studio.
Yes.
And when I say new studio, in a different room in Robin's house.
We're back to the original room.
Yes.
In my house.
Yes. But it looks amazing. It's different. Totally
yes,
different.
Yes. Yes. So now we're like sitting on a sofa. We really feel like we're like girlfriends chit-chatting.
Yes.
In our living room.
All we need is some wine or something.
I can make that happen.
No. I want to be sober as I, all my shade comes like totally through me when I'm sober.
That's impressive. Yeah. Because most people, their shade comes out when they're drunk.
I know, but not me.
And that's impressive.
I know.
So when you're drunk, what comes out of you?
Nonsense. Just nonsense. It ain't making no sense to nobody. But anyway, we digress. We have to, couple things. First and foremost, people, on Wednesday, today's Monday, if you're listening on Monday, but on Wednesday, May 18th, we have a live show at,
whoop.
And this is actually very exciting because we've never done a live show. We're going to be up close and personal with whoever's in the room. We might kiss you, maybe. Okay.
Hug.
No, no kissing. COVID. Okay. But we're going to give you some hugs. We're going to take pictures. We're going to do our podcast. And we want you guys to be involved in the podcast.
Yes, exactly. So the podcast is in, if you're downloading this on Monday, May 16th, the podcast is in 2 days. If you're downloading this on like Thursday, May 19th, you missed it.
You missed it.
A good old time. But since you're here with us on Monday, we are reminding you, please join us for our live show. We are going to have an amazing time. We are going to be up close and personal.
Yep.
You are going to have an opportunity to participate with us.
Yeah. And we have a DJ. It's going to be like a dance party.
Oh, yes. We have a DJ. We have special guests.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time. Yes. So let me remind you of the website, reasonablyshadylive.eventbrite.com. So hurry on over there and get your tickets.
Okay. So guys, we love when y'all give us great reviews. Mm-hmm. Apple loves it. Spotify loves it.
Yes, they now have a 5-star ranking system.
Mm-hmm. So like, continue to give us great reviews. We're actually going to read a couple. I'm going to read one. So this is from Chauffeurs and the title is Okay in my Giselle voice. I love that. Yes. Okay. And this person said, love, love, love this podcast. Green Eye Bandits are hilarious. Such great chemistry and the topics are relatable. Keep it up, ladies. We want more, with a nice little heart at the end.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love that. And then RSI 1969, her title is Hooked. She said, I am so hooked on your podcast. Between dating, dealing with my adult daughter, work, and menopause, this is exactly what I need to take my mind off of stress. Listening to you is like having two sister friends I can laugh with. Thanks for giving me an escape.
Aw, yes, love
thank,
that.
Thank you, thank you. So everyone, please continue to rate, review, subscribe to our podcast. It definitely helps us, and it helps us continue to do what we do. So we appreciate you for appreciating us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so reasonably shady moment of the week. Okay, and I'll go first because, you know, Robin always has issues with this. So I will go first. So, okay, guys, Mother's Day just passed. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure out if the reasonably shady person was me or the person I'm getting ready to tell y'all about.
Okay, I'll let you know.
So, you know, my baby daddy, Jamal Bryant, flew into town to take me and my three to dinner.
Okay.
Okay, so he gets off the plane. He meets us at the restaurant. I made a reservation. Me and my kids go down to the restaurant. We're sitting in the booth. Okay. It's a booth. It's like a semicircle.
Yeah.
So I'm like two people deep in the booth. Okay. On both sides.
Okay.
So I'm all excited because, you know, I'm greedy and hungry and I'm ready to eat.
Where'd you go
to
eat?
I don't want to say the name. Okay, I went to RPM.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So out of nowhere, this woman walks up and she's like, hi, oh my gosh, so nice to see you. Can I take a picture? And I immediately, I've never done this. Oh. I have never done this. Immediately I was like, I looked up and I said, nope.
Oh, you said it like that?
I said it just like that. I was like, nope.
Oh, and my so God.
She looks at me kind of like, I know, it was horrible. I mean, it was sore. But I was like, first of all, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm here with my kids. Yeah. I'm two people deep on both sides in this booth.
Yeah.
Everybody would have to move in order for me to get out and take a picture with this woman. Okay. So all of that was going on in my mind.
Did you tell her, well, if you buy a ticket to the live show?
I've never said no like that. Like, I've always been like, no, not right now, but I'll come up to your table when I'm done. I just was like, nope.
Oh my God.
And then she
were your kids mortified?
They were like, they kind of were like, holy crap. But they didn't say anything because this is my day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I want all the attention on me. Yeah. So she turns around, she leaves. And I look at Jamal and I'm like, Jamal, was that horrible? He was like, yes. And he said, but you know what? You weren't wrong. Like, you know, at some point you're human.
Oh my God.
And so the shady person really was me.
Yeah, it was.
Or was it that lady?
Okay, it was both. Okay. It was both. If you didn't respond the way you responded, then it would just be her.
Right.
Because, yes, like a lot of people will try to wait until, like, if they see us in a restaurant.
Yeah.
They'll try to wait until we're done eating.
Right.
And they see us, like, get up and we're on our way out or something like that.
Right.
I have had people come over and say, I'm so sorry to bother you while you're eating.
Yeah.
And But then it's like, but you're bothering but me while I'm eating.
But if I was at the end of the booth, I'd have just gotten up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm not doing this to my family. I'm not making them get up.
But you could have just been like, I'm so sorry. Like, right, it's not a good time right now.
It was bad.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I had a moment.
Yeah.
So I want to apologize to the lady first and foremost, because I know she went back to her table and said I was the worst person on earth.
Yes.
So I'm apologizing to her right now, lady in RPM on Mother's Day.
She's probably told everyone on Facebook that you're a bitch.
That I'm horrible. Right. And I'm not that person, but I just was like, she just caught me on that day. So I was shady. I'm sorry. But please just like, if somebody's in the booth, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Till they get out the damn booth.
Yeah. Or just wait. I mean, maybe she was like almost finished her meal and she was like about to go. So she couldn't like sit around and wait for you to get up.
And
but
then
still,
she,
it's just.
Right. She left before I did.
Yeah.
Because Jamal was like, we're going to fix it. We got to fix this. Oh. We got to fix it. Oh. He was like, we're going to go over there before she leaves. Yeah, we.
Let's go back. So you said nope, and she just like turned around and walked away?
She was like, oh, okay, and turned around and walked away. And everything in me was, I was angry because she, I felt like.
You were annoyed.
I was annoyed. I felt like for the rest of the time I'm sitting there like trying to enjoy my family, I'm mad at myself that I did that to her.
Right.
So I like, Mother's Day was ruined.
Oh.
Because I'm like, in my head, like, she's trashing me. I didn't really mean to say nope like that, but I just didn't want to, like, it was just too much.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You're human, though. Yes. And I think at some point it is, I think you're like, okay, it's Mother's Day. I'm in the middle of the booth. I'm at a restaurant. Like, you know, just, like, cut me some slack.
Yeah.
You're human, but I can see where it's like, you're kind of like, oh, shit. That was a little extreme.
That was horrible. I'm sorry, lady.
That was bad.
That was shady. That was bad. I'm sorry.
I honestly never turned down anyone when they come up.
I never do either.
Yeah. But, and I know you don't. Like, so I know that was like, that was a human moment for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So since we're on Mother's Day, my reasonably shady moment goes to myself. I'm always giving them to myself. I'm like such an airhead, right? So, okay. Yes. It's Mother's Day and I should be treated nicely on Mother's Day, but I also have a mother who needs to be treated nicely on Mother's Day. And so, you know, we had a busy week. I was, you know, very busy, very tired. But, you know, I mustered up the energy to make a reservation for me and my mom and my kids and Juan and my dad for Mother's Day.
Nice.
Right?
This is like a big table.
Yeah, it's like six of us, right?
Okay, right.
And, you know, a last minute six person reservation on Mother's Day.
You got to call in and say, I'm Robin Dixon and I'm coming.
And I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that. I don't do that. So, I mean, I literally was on Open Table. Like, who has a room for six people on Mother's Day?
Robin, sometimes you got to use your celebrity.
I can't. So anyway, so I'm like, yes, all right. I crossed that off my list. I got that out the way.
Right.
You know, we're going to have a good Mother's Day, blah, 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 whatever. Saturday.
Okay.
My calendar alert went off and it was like, your reservation is in 1 hour. And I was like.
And Mother's Day every year is on Sunday.
On Sunday.
I just want y'all to know. It's on Sunday. So yes, Robin, you effed
and
up.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. I had called my mom. Yes, we're going to be at the restaurant at 3:00. We good, blah, blah. Yeah, I had to pretty much call her back and be like, sorry, I got no plans for you on Mother's Day.
Oh my God.
Because literally there was like nothing available on Sunday that like I wanted to do.
Right.
And I was just like, mm-mm.
So was she Mother's, mad?
She was kind of like, well, I'm going to call. She called a few restaurants. I'm like, go and call.
Yeah. Because Mother's Day is crucial out here.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be getting no reservation. Yeah.
So then my father was like, okay, well, we just have to do it another day. And I'm like, yes, we'll do it another day. And he's like, but your mother said that never happens.
That's true. Anytime you say, oh, we'll just do it another day, it never happens.
It never happens.
Okay,
I know.
I'm with your mom on this.
I know. So, but I'm going to, it's not going to happen this week. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
I have to figure out another day. Maybe next week.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Because now it's like hard. It's like, this is the season of graduations and like all this. Yeah. It's just like all this other stuff going, weddings or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, when are we going to have time to do this?
Right. Okay.
So
I'm itching right now because I've got to make an announcement. And it is a public service announcement. And it is a Giselle public service announcement.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
Giselle Bryant is not dating Peter Thomas.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to say it one more time.
Clear that
Giselle Bryant is not dating. Somebody call a Peter and a Thomas. Clear okay. So, you know, rumors are rumors. And I, you know, at this point, I believe nothing that's on the internet because I am now a victim of a straight up, like, give me a me and Peter were at a pool holding hands.
Right. There was like not one picture. If there's a picture, a recent picture of you and Peter, I'm in it too.
You're in it. And they cut you out, Robin. They cut you out to make the story. So, and I can't stand blog sites that are like, Giselle and Peter are dating. And then it's like this whole story. And at the end, it's like, Giselle denies that she's dating Peter. Well, then why did you write this whole story?
Right, right.
Like, it's bad.
Well, they added that after you denied it. They wrote the story.
Yeah.
And then they added, you know, it's like they edited it.
Right. Okay, so I'm about to talk about the Jasmine brand right now.
Oh, okay.
Because they, if y'all don't know the Jasmine brand, they're a blog site out there. Are they called blogs? It's a blog site. Okay. So the Jasmine brand asked me if I wanted to give a comment mm-hmm. on me and Peter. And I said, I absolutely do. We are not dating. Mm-hmm. So they were like, okay, great. We will say from an anonymous source that you're not dating Peter. And I said, what?
No, say from.
I said, no, say my name, host. Say my name.
An anonymous source.
So I said, no, please say, I said, I'm not dating Peter Thomas.
What?
Hilarious. So funny story.
What's the what's the point of that?
I don't know, but I just was like, Jasmine Brand, y'all being real shady right now, but whatever. So funny story. Everybody knows Cal, right? Cal's my guy. And he last weekend was leaving Atlanta and he's walking in the clear. Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
You told me. He's walking in the clear and he runs into Peter Thomas of all people, Cal and Peter Thomas. What a coincidence. So Cal introduces himself. He's like, hi, you know, my name's Cal. I'm really good friends with Giselle. He was like, Peter was like, yeah, I know who you are. So Cal says, okay. So then Peter's like, yeah. So they're leaving because they've done their clear stuff and they're leaving. And Peter looks at Cal and he's like, yeah, tell my girlfriend Giselle I said hi. Okay, too soon, Peter. Too soon for Peter, girlfriend, Giselle. Jokes. Okay. Oh my God. The end. I've cleared it up.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you. And you know what? It's always like when TMZ reports it, that's like kind of when you know it's true.
Right. Right.
But and I know that like TMZ attempted to reach out.
Yes, they reached out to Peter.
I'm sure he told them no, it's not true. So I feel like when you're reading gossip and stuff, just check and see if TMZ has reported it yet.
I know, because TMZ they don't report things that aren't true.
Yeah.
They reached out to Peter. They reached out to Bravo. They don't have my number, thank God. So, you know, anyway, we didn't shut down the rumors, I think.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, so something else happened that zoomed by the world, I feel like.
Okay.
Because I think no one cared.
Yeah.
The Met Gala.
I know. Well, was that because we were busy?
I think we were busy.
Or was it underwhelming?
I think it was underwhelming. Who was there?
Not Marilyn Monroe.
Then listen, let me tell y'all something. That Kim Kardashian wanted you to know she had on her dress.
Let me tell you something. Okay, first of all, do you know the story like with her hair?
No.
Okay, so when you think of Marilyn Monroe in that dress, right? You think of also like the blonde,
yes,
bouffant.
Which I love, by the way.
Yes, okay. Like classic. So because Kim was wearing that dress, she was attempting to do that blonde bouffant.
Okay.
But if you look at her hair, she's wearing a slick back blonde hair,
yeah,
with all this like discoloration in it because her hair started falling out when they started bleaching.
Wait a minute, how do you know this, Robin?
My hair insider sources. But look at her hair. Think about it. No. Think about it. Look
Did
at her.
Did you say my hair insider sources? Okay. For the record, I never heard of that before, but that was good. That was good, Robin. Okay.
But think about it. Look at, like, there's no way that look that she was supposed to wear a straight back.
No.
You know, it was supposed to be that blonde bouffant. I don't know why she didn't just put a wig on, but she literally colored her hair.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. I don't, because she doesn't like wigs or something. She just wears like extensions and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know why for that she would not just
just put Suck on a blonde wig. Right. Because her hair color is jacked up.
Yeah, forever.
It's jacked up.
Yes.
I mean, I think they fixed it, but I think it was just like they were trying to do too much. They were trying to take her hair from black to blonde in too short of a time.
Right.
And squeeze it in. And then she's on the Met Gala and... I'm sorry, you were just wearing a beaded dress at this point. You were not Marilyn Monroe.
Right, you were not. You missed the ball. You missed the mark.
Yeah, totally. And did you see how they had to open the back of the dress for her butt to squeeze in?
Yes, and, well, she said, okay, so when she first tried on the dress, she couldn't fit it at all.
Yeah.
And then she was like, just give me time. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to just have lemonade and cayenne pepper. And so she lost the weight.
Yeah.
But yeah, she still couldn't get her butt in it.
Yes. And so I'm just shocked that these people who've been preserving this dress allowed her to open the dress up.
At this point, I'm thinking she has to buy it.
I don't know. Does she or does she give it back? I don't know. And then apparently she changed into a replica after she got up the steps. Oh. Like after she took all the pictures, then she changed into a replica.
Oh, I don't know.
That was like the biggest fail.
It was such a failure. But and let me tell you what was even a bigger failure. Her date. Okay, I know that's your boo. But like what's his name? Pete Davidson in a tux looks terrible. And that's like any man in a tux looks good, right? Any man in a tux looks good.
I'm like, wait, does he look good in anything though?
But he damn sure don't look good in a tux. I'm thinking you're dressed up. You're to the nines and you still look goofy.
I mean, hey, something else going on is making her very happy. We have already concluded that. Okay.
But as soon as I saw him and how horrible he looked in that tux, I was like, that penis is at his knees.
Yeah.
It is so at his knees. It's not even like halfway his thigh.
His penis is at his knees.
Good God, because you look crazy.
For the record, I don't want a penis that's at someone's knees.
I don't either. I want the thigh.
Just kidding. The upper thigh, the lower thigh.
Let's talk about another penis. Can we talk about another penis?
Oh, yes.
Because wait a minute. Because like he's holding
the green eye bandit penis.
Yes! Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Okay. So Jesse Williams, how dare you whip your penis out?
Okay.
And just stop the world. He stopped the world.
I literally was like, okay, I was on Instagram and I saw all these people talking about what was happening on Twitter. And I was like, I don't go on Twitter. I was like, I can't go on Twitter. Right. Twitter's the devil. So I texted my girlfriends and I was like, anybody want to do me a favor and send me to Jesse Williams' pic?
No, I had three girlfriends send it to me blurred out. I said, what the hell is this? Get this off my phone. Blurred out. So I got to my own Twitter search.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It took me
7.5 seconds.
Yes. I was so excited. I was like, this is a green eye bandit and he is representing.
He's representing, okay?
Yes.
He's representing. Look.
And then another couple of girlfriends was like, he's single now, Giselle, shoot your shot. I'm like, everybody and their grandmother shooting their shot right now.
But it's like, okay, now we know why the wife is a little cuckoo and is going in this divorce. She is stringing this thing out.
Yes. She don't want this divorce. But let me tell you something. We're going to get her another big penis, I think.
I mean, so if you don't know what we're talking about, just Google Jesse Williams.
Yeah, Jesse, we'll tell you really quickly. So Jesse Williams is right now doing a Broadway play. They were in practice, like rehearsals, not practice, rehearsals.
Oh.
And
I thought that was an actual show.
No, it was in rehearsals.
Oh.
And somebody captured his naked body.
Because the show, in this Broadway show, they are nude.
Yes.
Not the whole show, right?
But everybody's nude at some point.
Like the guys are nude.
Yes. So there was a lot to look at.
Carly said we're going.
we're buying a ticket. Ticket sales went up. So I think they kind of did this on purpose. Mm. Yeah, this is all about, this is marketing 101.
Mm.
Show what you going to see when
Good
you
point.
Get there.
Yep.
And I would need like a front row seat. Like I don't want anyone's head in front of me blocking the penis. Okay, we gotta move on. We can't be, because we could talk about penises all day.
I know. And we have gentlemen listeners. They don't want to hear that.
Do they not? I mean, whatever. Okay, I do want to get into, because this is like timely, this whole overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Mm.
Because it's
what year are we in, y'all? This is a mess.
This is like, what the heck? We take two steps forward and like 12 steps back.
It's a mess.
So, you know, the Supreme Court, I don't think at this point, but by the time y'all listen to this, we'll have made the vote and it'll be a state-by-state mandate as to whether or not abortions are legal in your particular state. So, I'm Giselle. I have a uterus. If I want to have a baby in it, it's my business. It's not your right to decide what to do with that baby in my uterus.
Sure isn't.
And so I just feel like tit for tat. Let's take some balls. Yeah. Why would we take the balls?
Let's take, I don't right, know. I know.
There's got to be a reason why we take some balls.
We have to take
balls.
Their rights. Yeah, what are we doing? What,
yeah, they
what
have the right to have
them.
Balls.
Yes.
Let's take them. What I'm saying. I'm just saying.
They didn't say they want your uterus. They just want to control your uterus. So right. We need to control the balls.
We need to control the sperm and the balls.
Yes.
Yes.
So how do we do that?
How do we do that? I don't know. I don't. If they get somebody pregnant, then I can go extrapolate, take out some sperm from the balls.
And then do what with it?
Throw it in the trash. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all.
No, yeah, but it's ridiculous.
This
it's ridiculous.
Has gotta be equal.
It is ridiculous that in 2022 this is a topic.
Right.
It really is. Like, there are so many other things that we can focus on, and pretty much taking away people's rights to do what they want with their body is not one that we should focus on.
You know, we're joking, but in all seriousness, it's like really, because I feel like if you have means,
yeah,
you're going to find a way to get your abortion. But if you don't have means, so this like definitely singles out the poor,
yes,
because they're going to be either stuck with a baby they don't want, or you're just going to get your rights taken away. And that's just not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair, because who are we to judge like what people's scenarios are, like what's going on in their life and whether or not they can have a baby or raise a child, or, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous. This is insane. We are living in a crazy ass world.
Even if you're raped and incest, you know, any scenario across the board, it is going to be a state by state thing. And most states are like, we're not including those. We're not including rape.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So no. And I mean,
okay. So this is something that we have to vote on, or that our
no.
lawmakers are deciding on?
It's been decided.
No. So you said, but it's a state by state thing. So it's been decided that the states have the power.
Yes, states have the power.
So do we need to vote? Like, we have an election coming up.
Okay, yes, Maryland. We need to make sure. So midterm elections are coming up.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that our rights are, these politicians have our rights in the front of their minds. Like, women's rights are first.
Okay. But we're voting not for the actual, like, for the right to have an abortion. We're voting for to put the lawmakers in place who are going to create the laws.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So we got to do that. All right. So Robin and I took a trip recently, and we were out here in these streets. Okay. We got on the airplane. By the way, I don't know about y'all, but I got on a plane and I'm going to continue to put my mask on. Everybody else was mask free. Y'all can get COVID if you want to, but I'm going to put my mask on.
Yeah, Giselle had her mask on. I was like, I'm so done with these masks. I couldn't do it. I put it on and I was like, I can't do it. And I just kept it off. And, well, and I'm COVID free.
Yeah, okay. So. I think I am too. But my kids keep sneezing on me, but that's a whole nother story. Okay, so I have come up with some random thoughts.
Random thoughts.
After our trip. The whole thing.
Okay.
So random thought number one.
Yeah.
Because I thought about my birthday. Because remember, we all went to Miami for my birthday.
Yes.
And it was a big girls trip.
Yes.
Okay. So let's say you're the host of the trip, or it's your birthday.
Yeah.
That would make you the host.
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody in the group makes the host or the birthday girl very angry.
Okay.
The host can decide to put that bitch on the curb, right? I feel like the host has the ability to do what they want to do. If it's the birthday girl, if it's the host,
okay,
do what you want.
Okay. I think within reason, within limits. I mean, like, so if you're on a trip, someone is hosting the trip, meaning that they have paid for everything.
Yes.
Right?
Or they're paying for some things.
Okay.
Yeah.
They pay for some things. They pay for all of your accommodations. They organize the trip.
Yes.
Like, we're looking to them to give us guidance on what we're doing, our activities and stuff.
Yes. We have a full itinerary.
Okay. So you're saying if the host doesn't like the way someone talks.
Yes.
Or looks. Or yes. acts. Or something they do, they can be like,
bitch, you out of here.
Really?
Well, no, I don't feel that way.
Okay.
You're right. It's within limits.
Okay.
It's within limits.
Okay. See, I think when you're talking about, see, most people when they travel, like, everybody pitches in, right?
True.
You know, so it's kind of like,
unless you're like Oprah and you pay for everything. I'm not on Oprah status. I don't know when that's going to happen.
So most people when you travel, everyone pitches in. And I feel like if there's some sort of like conflict that maybe if that's a scenario where like the group talks about, you know, the best way to resolve the conflict.
Okay.
Because
I like
you don't want that conflict to ruin your trip.
Yes.
You don't want whatever's happening between two people or three people or four people to just keep happening and carry over and it's, you ruin the trip.
Yeah. So, you like, want to have a good trip.
Right.
Okay.
But in a situation where, you know, there is one host who is responsible for the whole trip.
Right.
I mean,
It's a little sticky. It's a little tough.
It is sticky. Yes. It's very sticky. And I think it depends on the scenario.
Yeah. You know? Okay. I have a question for you. So hotels or houses? Hotel room or houses?
I prefer hotels for sure.
Right. Because you want your individual space.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I prefer hotels. I just feel like I don't like sharing bathrooms.
Right.
I don't like, I mean, okay. A house, if there are enough
bathrooms. Okay.
And bedrooms.
But then this gets tricky.
Okay.
Let's say you're on South Beach and you meet someone and you want to bring him back to your room. You're not going to do that if you're in a house.
If you're in a house. Yeah, no.
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 So I think we just need to get some hotel rooms. Yeah. Call it a day. Okay. So girls trips in houses, banned. No
yeah.
more.
Yeah. I would choose not to. Unless the accommodations were just like super spacious.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you're not on top of each other. You're not having to like share space. Like, yeah.
Yes.
But no. My first choice is a house or like a villa or something where you have like okay. your own private quarters.
Yes.
For sure.
Private entryway.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Now.
Because then if you're on a trip and something goes wrong.
Right.
Like you don't really have to worry about. Like if you're in a hotel and you're on a trip and the hostess has an issue with one of the guests.
Yes.
Like you don't really have to worry about, well, what's going to happen to that guest.
Right.
What's going to happen to
they
the
just
hostess.
Go back to their room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we ain't inviting you
and
to
then,
dinner.
And right. And then you just don't get the memo of where dinner is.
Yes. Because you need a timeout.
Yeah. Yeah.
I totally agree with doing group trips and giving people time out and space.
I do too. I hate it when people are like, we have to do everything together.
No, we don't.
And oh my gosh, you went and did that. And that was not on the schedule. Like, I hate that. Unless it's something that's like very, unless they're like, okay, this is the one thing that I want everybody to do.
Right.
Right. But then after that, it's like.
Do you.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do me.
But it's like the scenario. It's like, if I'm spending my money, mm-hmm. right, to go on the trip, then yeah, I'm going to kind of do what I want. But if the hostess is spending her money,
right.
then I think we're kind of obligated to do whatever the hostess tells us to do.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags to riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, so like, how do you feel about, I'm very direct. Like, when something goes down and it's my fault, I apologize, right?
Yeah.
And I know that there's different ways to apologize.
Yeah.
But I normally just say, hey, I did boom, 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 boom. Right. And I was wrong for that.
Right.
And if I hurt your feelings because I did that, I'm really sorry.
Right. But don't even say, if I hurt your feelings. Just say, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, like, right. Leave I'm that sorry. Because I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Right. I just was.
Or you say, I understand how that hurt your feelings.
Right. I just was like really hungry that day or something. Like, there's a reason. Like, I don't know why I did it, but I just did it. I don't understand how people don't know how to apologize.
I know. I know. And it's so funny because I feel like we come across this a lot in our daily lives, and they were talking about it on The Real recently.
Oh, really?
And it was like all the stuff that I'm like, yeah, no, when you say, if you feel that I hurt you,
no,
then I'm sorry.
No, like, that's not an apology.
So, okay, wait. So, I mean, I have, you know, I like my little Instagram post. So I did come across a post where it was like all these different, like, instead of saying this, say that.
Right.
But I think apologizing is an art, because it's not even an art. It's like, it shouldn't be an art.
No.
Actually.
No, it should just be communication.
Right. And so the question is like, why don't people apologize? Like, do they think that by apologizing and owning what they did, that makes them weak, or that means they lost the fight?
Yes.
Or that means
all of the above.
You know what I mean? That they're not perfect.
Right.
That they were wrong. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being wrong or acknowledging that you were wrong.
Right. So all the above.
So why is it that people have a hard time apologizing?
Because they're whack. Okay. They don't want to apologize because they feel like that's going to make them look weak.
Right.
That's going to make them look like they're wrong and they're not perfect. And everybody wants to walk around acting like they perfect. Giselle's not perfect.
Right.
Okay. I do stuff wrong daily.
Right. I mean, yeah, we know. And you literally, like, for the most part.
Shake. But for the record, Robin's being shady today. Okay. That was shady.
But you know, like, for the most part, when someone does say, like, Giselle, I don't appreciate that you did this, or why would you do this, or I can't believe you did this, you actually, like, in that moment are like, you know what? I'm sorry. Right?
Exactly.
You don't, like, push back. You don't fight. You don't, like,
I don't carry it on for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, I'm sorry. I know we're not all the same.
Okay, so tell me this. If you are so quick to apologize,
yeah,
then do you really mean it?
Yes.
And does that mean, okay, I apologize and I'm going to do something f***ed up again. And I'm just going to apologize. I'm just going to keep doing something f***ed up and I'm going to keep apologizing.
Robin.
Because I can apologize.
Okay, so Robin, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what the future holds.
Okay.
Okay, as to what I'm going to do in the future. But I do know that everyone makes mistakes.
Okay.
And yes, I mean my apologies when I say it.
Okay.
And I say, I really mean it. For I mean it. I was going to give an example. I can't give an example. But if I say I'm sorry, damn it.
Okay. I mean, I just wonder how many I'm sorries people need to hear. I mean, I'm just wondering.
Robin, you know what?
I'm just wondering.
Okay. Do you have a list?
I do have a list. Okay. So I want to go through so you know, how to apologize, the do's and don'ts of how to apologize.
Okay. Because wait a minute. Just for the record, an apology, when you apologize to somebody, one, it helps you. It helps them, but it helps you.
That's true.
Yeah, because you're released from the situation.
Well, you're released, but hopefully when you apologize, you're actually understanding why that person was hurt,
right?
So that you don't do it again.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's that's another thing. Don't just apologize and be like, all right, I'm sorry. And then like, you really don't mean it either.
Right.
You're just apologizing to shut the person up. Like, that's
right.
Not good either.
I like to explain why I did my shady thing that I did.
Yeah.
And I do that well.
Yeah.
Okay. For the record.
Yes. That's good. All right. So I'm going to tell y'all what is not considered a good apology.
Yes.
Or not really an apology.
And we have some friends that need to hear this. Hear this, friends.
I know. A lot of people need to hear this. Okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry you feel that way. I feel like that's like the number one. Like, I feel like when people say that, I'm sorry you feel that way, that's like, you really are having a hard time of taking ownership of what you did.
Right.
And acknowledging that you were wrong, flat out wrong.
Right.
Right. Yes.
No,
no
accountability.
Accountability.
Hate those people.
This one, even worse. I'm sorry, but you're just being sensitive.
What? Okay, that's just like people that say, that guys used to be like, are you on your period? Is that why you acting crazy? No!
Well,
I'm acting crazy because you made me
that
mad.
That is actually a valid
okay,
point
that,
for me.
That's
okay.
A valid point for Robin, but for Giselle, who doesn't have those issues,
yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm mad because you're an idiot.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Continue exactly. on, I'm sorry.
Another one. I'm sorry if you think I did something wrong.
What? What?
Right.
Yeah, don't, right. Then wait, that's a waste of, what do you call it? Words out your
words,
mouth.
Oxygen.
Yes.
All of that. I'm sorry, but it obviously was a joke.
Okay, so I'm good at that.
You
okay,
are-
so, I okay, just for the record. Okay, and I can actually, I can bring this up.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have a friend named Karen Huger.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times when I've been joking with her in the past.
Yeah.
And she didn't understand my humor.
True. I get that.
Yes.
So, but I feel like, okay, you gotta, it's how you structure the apology,
okay.
Right? So if it's like, so if you were joking and someone was offended.
Yeah.
The way you say it is, I was joking.
Uh-huh.
And I am so sorry that it offended you.
Oh, okay. I like
right?
that.
Right? Okay. Is that better?
That's so better. I got to write that
or
down.
Or I'm, you know, I promise you it was a joke, but I understand that it hurt your feelings.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
Okay. I like that.
Right? I think anytime you say like, I'm sorry, but it's the but that
it's
ruins
the but.
It.
It's
right?
the but for me.
So you just
it's
have to like figure out how to like say things. Or even
yes.
when it's like, you know, I'm probably guilty of thinking people are sensitive, right? Or too sensitive, because I'm not very sensitive.
Right.
So like-
yeah, that
so
makes you actually makes you mad.
That people are
that, too sensitive.
That people are, it doesn't, I mean, it's just, it is hard, I think, for someone to navigate of like, okay, well, what can I say? What can I not say? What's
yeah.
going to offend this person? Because I'm not a sensitive person and they are. And if you don't tell me you're a sensitive person, like how am I supposed to know?
Because they cry every 5 minutes and fold up napkins. So those people, I really, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you crying every 18 seconds.
Right.
I don't want to see you crying.
Right.
Like, so, man up.
Right.
Girl
okay.
up.
See, now, like now we're getting to like a whole nother topic. So
okay.
it's like, okay, so if your friends are sensitive, do you just not be keep it real and be honest with them?
Yeah,
and
I,
like call them out on stuff?
That's
or,
not gonna be me. I don't care
right.
if you cry every 5 seconds. I'm gonna tell
so
you.
So do you say to your friends, listen, if we're gonna be friends, you're gonna have to understand that I am going to speak up when I feel you're being wrong.
Yes.
Or you know what I'm saying? Like, so what is so it's like, do you keep the friendship? Or do you just say, you know what, we're just not meant to be friends because
right.
you're sensitive, I'm blunt.
Yes, and it's not going to work out.
What do you do?
Yeah, so you just end the friendships. Because like for me, I think I'm going to start counting. If I see you cry too many times, we can't be friends. Because I don't shed tears like that. I think it's five.
Five?
Five times.
And you're done?
I'm done.
And you're just like cutting them off.
Yeah.
Or you know what though? Like, we've talked about this before. Friends, you can have different types of friends. You can have surface friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Criers or surface?
Surface friends.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's like, so I think you have to talk to your friends about, okay, like, what level of friendship do you want? Do you want, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we're the worst.
Do you no, but it's like, it's real, because I feel like I don't want to have to censor myself for certain friends.
Right.
Because they're going to be sensitive. And it's like, I, but then on the flip side, like, I want to be compassionate towards people's sensitivities. So like, how do we do this?
Compassion's overrated. I'm just here to tell you.
All right. Okay. Let me continue on with this list. Like, all right. Sorry. Are you happy now?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Don't even speak to me if you're going to say that.
But I feel
like, 'cause I'm not happy.
I feel like I've kind of received an apology like that recently. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to say sorry so I can just end this conversation and move on.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Instead of people like really flushing out what you did and why it was wrong.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, what? And then another one, just sorry followed by no reparations. So it's like, you say sorry, but then what's the consequences of which of your actions? Is saying sorry just enough?
No, you have to talk it through. Like, what exactly are you apologizing for? You can't just give a blanket, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, that's, no. Tell me what you're sorry for.
Right, but once you do that, so you say sorry, and then, like, what happens to that friendship? Or what happens to that relationship? You know what I mean? Like, well, I guess it just really depends on how that conversation goes, because you can do something to hurt someone and they can say sorry and you as an individual can decide that you're going to let it go and you're going to move forward, or you're going to say, you know what, I appreciate the apology,
right,
but we still ain't friends.
There's that. And then there's, if it's a bullshit apology, then no, we're not moving forward.
Right. So let me tell you what an apology is.
Okay. All right. We got these.
Or what it consists of. So an apology takes ownership of actions leading to hurt.
I like that. Yes. I like that.
Takes ownership.
Yep.
An apology involves reparations or behavior change.
What's 40 acres and a mule? What kind of reparations? What are we doing here?
Just consequences. So it's like something that is like, okay, so like, maybe it's like, okay, say you did something to publicly hurt someone. Mm-hmm. So you say sorry to that person, but then you also publicly say.
So if you publicly trash me on Instagram, you need to publicly go back and say,
apologize.
I ain't mean to do that.
I mean, yeah, if that is what you require of an apology, then yeah.
Okay.
Or a behavior change. So it's like, you know, if I'm sorry that I'm late, then I'm not going to be late anymore.
You're never sorry you're late, Robbie. You don't care that you're late. As a matter of fact, I think you get joy out of it. Yes. It's like a late game.
Am I going to be 20 minutes late or 30 minutes late? Am I going to be 15 minutes late?
Okay, that's not a good one. That's not a good one.
This is ridiculous.
That's not a good one. Okay, we're almost done. An apology, and this is very valid, is not used as a way to end a conversation. Which I think a lot of times in some of our friendships, apologies are used to end a conversation.
So the person just says, I'm sorry, and they want the conversation to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, men do that a lot because they just want to move on. They just want to fix it.
Yeah.
And go have sex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can we Okay, on that note, we are out of here, guys.
I got three more.
You got three more?
Yeah, I got four more.
Okay.
An apology is not excessive. An apology does not expect anything in return. An apology does not include ifs or buts. Okay. An apology is genuine.
Yes, it
now
is.
Now we out of here, y'all. Okay, can I get an apology for cutting me off?
Yes, I'm sorry, Robin, for cutting you off. I thought you were done.
Thank you.
But that's the last apology you get.
And is this the last time you're going to do this? Apology? I mean, cut me off?
No.
All right.
Okay, we are out of here, guys. We love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Bye. Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media
at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.